You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You were grafted into God's kingdom the moment you made Jesus the Lord over your life. Jesus gave you his right standing with the Father and made you a citizen of heaven.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearson. You know, I grew up listening to my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, preach the Word. The things I remember them teaching me when I was young are the same things from the Word that they are preaching today. God does not change, and His Word never fails. And today we are airing a special broadcast message from our KCM archives on your right standing with God. And this is a subject that will ground you in God's love for you, and you will grow confident in His will for your life.
I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Tuesday's edition of the daily ministry of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and the Believer's Voice of Victory. The believers have a voice. The Word of God said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And praise God, we're saying so. Amen. We are redeemed. We are the righteousness of God. And we give God the praise and the glory that His Word is true and prayer changes things. Amen. In fact, let's pray right now and ask God's blessing on this broadcast today. Father, we thank You for it. We ask You in Jesus' name by Your Holy Spirit to reveal to us everything we need to know to make this day successful. Father, I want to remind you of something that Jesus said. It's recorded in Your Word that He said it in Mark's Gospel, the 4th chapter. He said, there is nothing hid that will not be made manifest. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Well, we have ears to hear, and we're here to hear the things manifest that we need to know to cause us to be victorious in Christ Jesus throughout this whole day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We're talking about this week the righteousness of God. The word righteous has had a religious meaning put to it, that it comes idea that most people have on the street, if you talk about righteousness, they don't think of anything except has something to do with religion. That's a shame. It's a shame that it's been used that way. It's been isolated into religious vernacular and so forth. It just simply means rightness. We use it. We use it every day. We have certain civil rights. What are civil rights? Those are rights that each person that is a civilian in this country has. They are civilian rights, civil rights, personal rights. How do you get those rights? Well, there's certain things that have been determined by law. There are certain things that have been put in the Constitution of the United States. And a person born into this country or a person that comes into this country legally, under the legal auspices of the United States of America, and is sworn in as a citizen, he has rights in this nation. Actually, that person, let's use that. That's a good example. I'm glad that came to mind. A person, let's say, that's born outside the United States, he's born in some other nation, but he comes into this nation and he becomes a citizen of this country legally. He accepts all the laws of this nation, holds up his hand and swears an oath. And the swearing of that oath then, by the swearing of that oath, he is declared by a person who has the authority that he or she is legally a citizen of this country. Now, what could you call that? Think a minute. What has happened to that man or that woman? He has been reborn. He's no longer a citizen where he was originally born. He has been reborn. He didn't re-enter into his mother's womb, but he's changed. He's come from the laws of that nation. He's no longer part of that nation. That nation doesn't have any authority over him. He has become a citizen of this nation. Now, what happens when he becomes a citizen of this nation? Well, he has certain rights. Isn't that right? That's the reason most people want to be a citizen of this country, this United States, because of our guaranteed rights by law. Now, let's apply that to the Word of God. That would be in the natural physical world that I was talking about, changing from your birthplace to a new nation and becoming a citizen of that nation. And you have all the same rights as a person born here. So literally, you've been reborn, transplanted. The Bible says in the book of Colossians that when we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, that we are translated from the authority or the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So in this kingdom, God Almighty is the officiating judge. How you like that? God judged by righteousness, His right to do so. This person has changed lords. He said, I don't want the devil anymore. I don't want that whole kingdom of darkness anymore. I'm giving my life over to Jesus Christ. You were born again, placed from the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God's Son. You become a citizen, the Bible says, calls it that. You become a citizen of the household of faith, a citizen of the household of God, and called a very child of God. And your spiritual citizenship, your spiritual authority, your spiritual kingdom rights and privileges have been bought, guaranteed, and paid for by Jesus Christ by the shedding of His blood, which put Him into hell itself, and there He took authority over Satan, and He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my kingdom, my church, my territory, my kingdom, the kingdom of God. And you and I have become citizens of that kingdom. Now, because of what Jesus has done, and when He was raised from the dead, His righteousness, His kingdom rights, His rights as the Son of the living God, His right standing with the Father, His sin-free right place with God. Jesus never sinned. Therefore, He has a perfect place with God Almighty. When we make Him the Lord of our lives, then it's His sin-freeness. It's His perfect place with God. It's His position with God. Not our position as sinners, but our position as being born out of the sin realm into the right realm, the rightness realm, the righteousness realm, the justified realm, the realm of justice, the realm of the just, the realm of the right with God, who is Jesus. We've been translated over into Him. He represents us before the Father. We have His standing with the Father. He took our fall so we could take His stand. And as we take our place and take advantage of what is His because He has given it to us, that's when God the Heavenly Father begins to respond to us. Our prayer life begins to work. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I used to read that and think, boy, I tell you, wouldn't that be wonderful to be righteous? But you know, not me. I mean, I've been such an old thing. And my whole ugly past would flash in front of me, you know. And you think, oh, yeah. one of these days, oh, dear God, yes, amen, someday I'll get to heaven, all that. Well, what's happening to me? The devil's cutting my prayer life off. I don't need to pray after I get to heaven. I need to pray now. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I don't know why I didn't read on down and read where it talked about Elijah being a man of like passions. You know what the Texas way to say that is? A man that fouled up just as much as I did. A man that's made as many stupid, dumb mistakes as any of the rest of us. Yet, there was a right place that he had with God, and God responded to him. Now, that's what we're talking about. Now, I want to show you a couple of things here. Let's read some scripture. We've got time here to do some reading. It's not good enough just to talk about these things. I want to read to you from the book of Romans first. Let's go into this part of the New Testament and read some things here that are promised to us by the Word. It's not any good if it isn't in the Word. You need to study the Word for yourself. You don't need to believe the Bible just because I said it or some other person said it. You need to find out for yourself, because God's Word is God speaking to you if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. If you hadn't, do it. Now, Romans 5:17, if by one man's offense, that's talking about Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, by this Jesus Christ. The gift of rightness, the gift of right standing with God. I said we use that. We do use it in the Constitution of the United States. You ever hear of the Bill of Rights? Those are certain rights that a person has, and you, by law, you can't take them away from him. In this country, our law says and our Constitution says that a man has certain rights that cannot be removed from him. They can't be made alien to him, and he can't be separated from them. Amen. And great and mighty wars have been fought over it, and thank God the Bill of Rights still stands, and thank God the Constitution stands, whether somebody likes it or whether they don't. It's the law of the land. Now, we're talking about being right with God. Amen. We're talking about being right with Him, and we have Jesus' righteousness. Don't you know Jesus has certain rights and privileges as the Son of the living God? Sure He does. Glory to God. One of the privileges, you know it would be if He turns and says, Father, I have something I want to ask you. Do you think the Father would say, don't ask me nothing, turkey. I mean, I don't have nothing to do with you. I mean, you're no good. You're no sinner. He didn't sin. He's not no good. You know the Father not treating Him like that. He and the Father are one. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if they're one, then you know He has rights to God's ear. The Bible said God's eyes are over the righteous and His ears are open to their prayers. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you pray concerning the Word of God, and you pray in the name of Jesus, you have just as much right for your prayer to be heard and to expect by faith God Almighty to answer your prayer as any other believer that's ever been born again. In fact, glory to God, I get so turned on over this I can hardly talk. In fact, you have as much right to be heard at the throne of God's grace as Jesus Himself. In fact, amen, He is ever making intercession for you, and as you pray in His name, not in your name, in His name, He prays in your name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to Jesus. You didn't know you were so important, did you? I saw a little cartoon during lunchtime that says, I know I'm not a nobody, because God didn't make no junk. Praise God. This little kid's praying, and he's sitting there, and he's got his hands full. He said, I know I'm not a nobody, because God didn't make no junk. Amen. You're somebody. God doesn't love you because you're somebody special. You're somebody special because God loves you. And you have rights in the kingdom of God. Now listen to this. It's a free gift, and much more they which receive abundance and grace. Now, there's a receiving of it. See, you have to receive it. God has already given it. God brought it into work and into effect in the earth when He raised Jesus from the dead. It's already at work here. There ain't a thing in the world that the devil can do about it. Those that receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Now, when you come over here to the sixth chapter, it says that neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself to God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Amen. You've been made the righteousness of God. You've been given the righteousness of God. Now do something where your body's concerned. Don't let it act as though it's not in right standing with God. Don't let it sin and cause sin to break your fellowship with your Heavenly Father. Now, let me show you something about that. Let's go over to 1 John. I want to save my place there because we've got some other scripture we want to read there in a little bit. But I want you to notice something here now from 1 John. Now, this is extremely important to your faith. Everything in this life, everything in this Christian life is done by faith. Faith is the spiritual catalyst of the Word of the living God, and faith is what causes it to come to pass. Faith is what causes the things that you need and the things that you desire that God has promised you to be transferred from the realm of the Spirit into the realm of the natural, physical, in manifestation form where you need it and use it, like healing or any other thing that you need. Now, listen to what it's saying here in 1 John. This is the ninth verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. Now, in the King James Bible, when you find the word just or justified or justifier or justification, it's the same word in the Greek text that's also translated righteousness. So now for clarity, let's read this like this, because this is the way it reads in the Greek text. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and He is righteous. In other words, He is right with God in doing this, and He's been told by God to do this, so to be right, He must do it. Do you hear that? He is faithful. Now, when we confess our sin, not when we feel bad enough about it or when we've carried it around 6 months, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and He is righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all, not 20%, 30% of all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now somebody might come up and say, well, you're just giving people a license to sin. Well, in the first place, they sin without a license. I mean, man, they're well developed in sinning. You don't have to license them to do it. In the second place, born again children of God that have Jesus Christ in their heart are not looking for a way to sin and get away with it. They are serious inside themselves about getting away from sin to please the Heavenly Father. Somehow or another, when you become a real Christian, you've asked Jesus into your heart and He's your personal Savior. Somehow or other, in there's just a knowing, there's just this thing in there that I know there is a place of victory in my life with God Almighty. I'm searching for that. I'm looking for that. And you also know that sin will rob you of it. Amen? Now, to see to it that they didn't misunderstand that when John was writing this letter, that they didn't have the idea that he's telling them, well, just do anything you want to do, as long as you confess it, everything will be all right. No, that's not what this is talking about at all. He said, if we confess our sins, then Jesus is righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is in us, is not in us. In other words, if you sin and you go around saying you haven't, well, you're lying about that. You know that. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote and said to the church at Corinth, awake unto righteousness and sin not. He said, awake unto righteousness. This is 1 Corinthians 15:34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. I bring this to you to your shame. In other words, you ought to be ashamed for not knowing this. That if you awake to the fact that you are the righteousness of God, that you have been given the right to stand in God's presence as if sin had never existed, when you wake up to that, it'll stop sin in your life. Righteousness is a powerful force. John said, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation. He is the intercessor. He is the sacrifice for our sins. Now, he's literally talking about Jesus. Even when you sin, even when I sin, Jesus is still sin-free. We haven't lost our place with the Father. All we need to do is confess that sin and get it out. Now, I'll tell you what, you can play with that sin and mess with it and not take advantage of your advocate, and there's a whole other... that's a whole other can of beans, brother. That gets opened up. We won't get into that now. We will at a later date on this broadcast. But what I want you to see is this. The covenant, the new covenant of blood between God and the resurrected man, Jesus. When you sin, you haven't broken the covenant. You've interrupted your fellowship with that covenant, but the covenant is still intact because the covenant is between God and Jesus. And you have privilege of being a part of that covenant. And when you confess that sin, Jesus cleanses you of all unrighteousness, and you come right into the presence of your Heavenly Father, even while you're still feeling guilty as guilty as a dog. You can walk right into the Heavenly Father with the precious blood of Jesus all over you. Glory to God. Amen.
Righteousness, it is your right standing with God. It is a new creation reality. Because of the finished work of Jesus, each and every born-again believer has been brought into that right standing with God. Learn more about your position in Jesus in the Right Standing with God package by Kenneth Copeland. Through a 12-CD foundational series, you'll begin to have a true understanding of righteousness being a gift from God and not a reward for your good conduct. Fully accept God's love for you and be confident in the position of fellowship He has brought you into. The accompanying study guide provides an outline to go along with each CD, giving you tools to further your study and discover your rightful place in God. With the brief recaps, questions, and notes sections, understand how God sees you and walk totally free from guilt or condemnation. Become bold in your relationship with Jesus. Get hold of the revelation that will help you go as far as you dare in your faith.
Become completely confident of God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness for you. Order the Right Standing with God package and receive both the CD series and study guide for only $44.99, a savings of over 30%. Take your rightful place in Christ today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free gift for you today, The Image of God in You. This is a mini book by Kenneth Copeland. You know, you need to learn to see yourself the way God sees you. Learn how to look into the Word of God and see the image of God in you. Just become fully persuaded that what God has promised, He is also able to perform. And when you have the same inner image God has, you can be confident that things around you will change. They have no choice. They must line up with the Word of God. But the Word of God is the key. The Word has the power to bring itself to pass. So learn to get in agreement with the Word. And now when you do that, you have access to the plan of God for your life. Request your free gift today. It's available as a mini book or a digital download at kcm.org. Did you know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a daily devotional online called From Faith to Faith? It's available in English, Spanish, German, and Russian. You can read it every day or search for a certain topic by name. And this is outstanding. This has ministered to so many people all over the world. Get a hold of this. Get the Word going in your eyes every single day of your life. Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Copeland is going to be teaching us how to reign in life by being aware of our right standing with God. You don't want to miss this broadcast. You don't want to miss a word of it. Find out who you are in Jesus. Find out what He's done for you. Find out what He's done in you. Amen. When you find these things out and they become real in your life, and not just something you hear, but something you know, something you believe, then you put them to work in your life, and that's when things begin to change around you. So if you've missed any of the broadcasts leading up to this, just go to kcm.org. You can stream them. You can download them absolutely free. You're going to be glad that you did. Thanks for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Discover how to see yourself the way God sees you. Remember to request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland entitled, The Image of God in You. Receive it as a mini book or digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special. One mini book per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, His name is as just much yours as it is His. And anything that the name of Jesus will do for Jesus, it'll do for you.